Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time.
Hey, I really like that song, and I hope you do too. It is our Music Monday song for this week. It's called Trust in God, and it comes from Elevation Worship. When we learn to live our lives putting our faith and our trust in God, God will start to do some pretty miraculous things. He will always see his purposes fulfilled, and we can always, always trust him. This morning, let me give you three things that the Bible reminds us about trusting God. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." I love that. God will never leave us or forsake us. And that was a promise that he made to his people almost 3,000 years ago. As you read through the Bible stories, you can see how faithful God was to his people, how he kept his word to them. He never let go of them. He always had his hand on them. That's the faithfulness of God, and that's why the people of Israel could trust him. But think back for a moment in your own life to a time when things seemed bleak or when you felt all alone. Can you remember how those situations unfolded? More often than not, you'll remember that there were signs of God's unfailing presence with you, even if it wasn't clear when you were going through those situations. He's always been there. Then there's Isaiah 55 and verse 8. It reminds us this about God. He says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." That's a great reminder for us because God can see the end from the beginning. He knows everything all along the way, and he knows what's going to happen an hour from now, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, eternity from now. God knows how it's all going to unfold. And so we need to trust him and remember that his ways are not necessarily our ways. And trust in God means that we let go of the reins of control, knowing that he has us. He's got us in his hand, and he's steering us away from some of the unseen dangers that are ahead in our paths. We need to trust him because he does see how everything will be resolved. One more verse I want to give you in Hebrews 13, verse 8. It's a reminder that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The power and love of God in the past is the same as the power and love of God in the present and will be the same power of God and love in the future. He has this consistency that's not just comforting. It's a call for us to remain steadfast in our trust, no matter what we see coming our way. Today's song is a reminder of all of those things that we talked about this morning. Trusting in God. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow has ordered my steps. I'm praising my risen King and Savior all the day long. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. Here's some more of Elevation Worship with Trust in God. Have a great day, my friends.
Oh, I trust in God, my Savior. Never fail.